A reminder to watch those fires. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Even though the weather is cooling down today with a cold front moving through, very little precipitation with it, and therefore extreme dry conditions continue to keep a grip on pretty much the entire state, with many areas as much as 20 inches behind for the year for rainfall. Ag and forestry officials are reminding folks that they must get a burn permit for any outdoor burning. October is normally the driest month of the year, and it's also the start of the forest fire season, and this week is Fire Prevention Week, a national recognition to try and alert everyone about the dangers of wildfires. Already this year, more than 2,900 fires have burned an estimated 40,900 acres in Tennessee. That's well above average for what is normally seen in a 12-month period. Escape debris burns are the leading cause of wildfire. However, 36% of the wildfires this year have been due to arson, which is a Class C felony punishable by 3 to 15 years in prison and up to $10,000 in fines. Now, according to state forestry officials, burning permits are not likely to be issued in many areas of the state until substantial rainfall is received. When conditions improve, citizens should inquire about burning permits by calling their local division of forestry office, which is listed in the phone directory under state government, between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Well, experts with the University of Tennessee Extension have documented this year's first case of Asian soybean rust in the state. The disease was found in West Tennessee on soybean leaf samples collected from a field plot in Gibson County at the UT Milan Research and Education Center last Wednesday. The good news, UT officials say farmers were fortunate that the disease did not occur until the end of the growing season, when most soybeans are nearing maturity and many have already been harvested. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.